Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Mick O'Neill joins me. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sean. Good, thank you.
That's good. I don't know how you can say good, thanks. I think you've had very little sleep last night.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's not too bad here now. It's the wind's come around and blowing from the south. It's quite cool, actually. But anyway, we got away with it okay. Yesterday it was a lot better off than a lot of poor buggers over the river. But anyway, it's all good now. To the next lot comes.
Well, the word came through from Coffs that you and Jimmy and a few of you were quite concerned. You were at the track with Tim Saladin. Where you are, you're lucky. You got a bit of green pick and a bit of green grass around, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm on the Rara River and I've got about 30 acres and it's pretty lucky. I've got a lot of kaikou and it's all green. And some of the embers come out. It had never burned, but the embers come across, or the whatever they call them, and come across and drop in the paddocks. And they might burn a little bit of the windrows where you slash and things like that, and you've got to put out. But we've got a couple of those. But apart from that, I'm not going to say it couldn't burn, but if we go up in smoke, there's not much hope for the rest of the place.
Did you have to move many horses, Mick?
I moved a few of the racing ones that were spelling back into the stables in town, in Coffs Harbour. But I let all the stables out to people that needed it more than I did. So we were chock-a-block in there, but we've got about a dozen out here still, but they're okay. Like if they stand in the middle of the paddock, the fire's not going to get them. But it's all around, you know.
The ones you helped out, Mick, I imagine there'd be some have been through to hell and back almost.
Yeah, I was surprised. People across the river, I was surprised to hear. It was nice to hear that one of the houses went up, but we could hear the explosion for probably 2 or 3 hours. It was like there were probably gas bottles and that going off, and I just presumed that the houses went, but the helicopters were over the top of us all the time, and they were just continually bombing them. There's a big dam near me, and luckily it's got water in it, so they just probably emptied that and dropped it on the homes, and I believe that they just dumped them on straight on top of the house and saved a couple of houses over there, so which is all good.
I tell you what, you don't realise how lucky you are, Mick, do you?
No, that's for sure. Well, where we are here, we flood, and I have said it in the past. I'll never say it again. The one thing, we might get the floods, but we don't get bushfires. But that's proved me wrong.
Yeah, I reckon it has. So for you at the moment, you're okay. It looks like.
Yeah. No, we'll be right. I'll go back and get a couple of the horses that I took in and bring them back home. And I think it's going to come back tomorrow. But I think they're safe, just as safe here as anywhere, and leave the boxes in there for somebody else if they need them. I've got about 24 boxes in Coffs Harbour, so which I'm not using a few of them. So, but a lot of the poor, there's just down the road from me, the equestrian centre. They've got 70 horses stabled down there, so it's only probably a kilometre down the road. So. There's a lot of people that just don't have anywhere to put their horses. When the fire goes through, it burns all the fences and everything like that. But anyway, we've got by. We're lucky.
Well, you're up and about, Mick. That's the most important thing, isn't it? And that you've come through it unscathed at this stage, which is so good.
That's the main thing. Yeah. No, there's a lot worse off than us.
All right. And I suppose anyone in the area, the best point of contact around that area would be to ring the Coffs Harbour Race Club. Ring Tim or one of the gang there, and they'll be able to sort things out and tip people in the right direction.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I think it's pretty full up down there now. She's chock-a-block with, kids' ponies and everything, and all sorts of horses. But the showgrounds are all full, of course. They're full, and the equestrian centre here at Nana Glen, there's got to be at least 70 or 80 horses there. And then they've got to feed them, and they've got no grass to go back to, I guess. But anyway, as long as they're alive and doing well, that's the main thing.
That's exactly right. Mick, all the best, mate. Good to catch up. Take care.
Yeah, thanks very much, John. Thank you.